Now, usually I like to walk about a bit, and because my mic wasn't working, I'm going to have to stay put, so do forgive me if I go away from the mic occasionally. I will try to remain here. I thought I'd go with the theme of the day of cute baby pictures. And to add my welcome again, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mothering Sunday to each person here. Whether you've got a mother, had a mother, are a mother, Happy Mother's Day. Oops. Okay. We come home with the baby, don't we? We hold on to that little bundle and it's all going to be absolutely wonderful. And then it goes a bit like this. The dishes start piling up in the sink. We start to see a to-do list of things we really ought to do, but somehow the baby takes up our time. I never had a baby. I've got children. I adopted two children of age 3 and 1. And if you can picture that, from one day being just the two of us, to the next day being 4 of us, and the 3-year-old telling me how I should run things. Talk about judgment. But don't we get judgment when we come home with that little baby? Don't we get that people start to say things about, "Ooh, don't you do this," or, "I'm sure you ought to do the other," and you think, "Oh no, I'm useless at this." And I certainly felt like that when I got 2 young children and suddenly I had to be in charge. I think I felt a little bit like that lady in the middle, where there was a crawling baby and a running child going round me and me thinking, how do I cope with this? I put into the computer, children having a meltdown, and this is what I got. Children having a meltdown. Now, I'm sure none of your babies have meltdowns like this, or none of your children go wild like this. But just occasionally, when you're in the supermarket and all on show, your child starts screaming or pulls that face that says they're not going to do what you ask them to do. And you can see those people looking at you and saying, they're not very good parents. They haven't got that right. There's probably another group of people looking at you with that sympathetic look that says, I know how that feels. It's not nice to be judged, is it? Not nice to be judged by others. I was thinking as I put those on the screen, all those children as they grow up and find out that the parents have put those photographs on the screen will probably pull another wobbler like that, because I don't think I would do that to my children, but they were there on the internet. And don't your children do things that encourage people to judge? I'm sure none of your children have said help, murder or fire, but just occasionally they give an extra scream to help to aid everybody to look at them. Look how hard done I am by them. It may not be a little baby. I've had a 5-year-old. I used to put him on reins because he used to run off. And he'd just hang off the reins and scream. And the whole shop or wherever I was would know about it. I've had a grandchild who screamed as we've gone into a cafe, because he didn't want to go in that cafe, he wanted to go in another cafe where they gave toys with the food. I'm sure both my son and my grandson will love that I've told those tales. But people do judge us, don't they? They judge us. They look at us and say, they don't say we're judging you, but they make comment about how we're coping. Jesus says, do not judge or you will be judged. You don't know the circumstances. You don't know what's going on. This doesn't mean that you see something bad happening, you don't look into it, but be prepared to listen and to understand. I do rather like this picture. Are you aware how ridiculous you look with that speck in your eye? Let me get it out for you. I think Jesus had a wonderful sense of humour. He always overdid it with his remarks, and people would be sort of smiling and thinking, did he just say that? As he talked about a plank. I mean, this one sort of shows a log. In some versions of the Bible, they do say a log. But the point is that he's saying, all the stuff you do wrong, don't point out other folks' wrong things. Get rid of the things that you do, first and foremost. Get rid of those things that are blocking the way. And as I was listening to Steve this morning, actually, he said, not only get rid of them, but we can't fully get rid of them. We will always have that speck in our eye. So don't judge. We're all in the same boat, is really what Jesus is saying. Who knows who this chap is? Oh, I thought you might know, Carl. I don't know whether you know, but his wife died recently. And he's going to do a programme on the television. And he's talking in an article. It's quite strange, isn't it? When you're thinking about a particular subject, you come across articles about that subject. And he was talking about how he had judged people until he was in the situation that he was in. He says he was a very judgmental person. But now, because he's in this place, because he's in this, going through these problems of being a lone father, a man on his own, he's understanding other people a little bit more. He talked about how he judged people because some people had got married again after their wife had died. He judged them for that. He judged people because they showed their emotions, which he has always been the sort of person that didn't. Although if we watch the programme, apparently he does actually get to that point where he realises he needs to do that. I'll just read you a few comments that he made here in this article. He grew up on a notoriously rough South London council estate, the son of a divorced Irish mother and St Lucian father. The contrast between his childhood and his luxury designer family home today in leafy, affluent Kent could not be more stark. He used to marvel at the privileges he's able to give his children, but says now, their childhood is tougher than mine. I've heard people say your kids will never have an upbringing like yours, and I think they either don't know what's happened or they're just being ignorant to it. Because your sense of security, it comes from your mum, and you can't buy that. What a comment for Mother's Day. But he's going to be that mum and dad to his children. Jesus was talking to the religious leaders of the day, who made so many petty rules that no one could keep them. The worst part was that they pointed the finger at those who didn't keep the rules. People continue to point the finger today, judging all sorts of people. Who's seen this picture on Facebook or on the television? The number of people that have made comments about this picture. This is London. This is where things, horrible things, have happened this week. And somebody took this photograph and put a comment, "Oh, one of these Muslim women walking past. I bet she's thinking that good thing, that is." And I was so pleased to read comments that said, "That lady looked very distressed." I've since heard that she was looking distressed, but she was on a phone. She was on a phone to tell her family that she was okay. They would have heard on the news, and they knew where she was, and they wanted to know that she was safe. How quickly we judge because of what somebody looks like, because obviously wearing the hijab, she would stand out. We make this fast rule. We say that, oh, all Muslims are bad. That's not true, is it? It's certain people that follow that faith. We seem as if we whip up judgment so quickly and so easily. But Jesus says, do not judge. Yeah. We'll go back. I was going to miss this bit out. And I noticed Steve did miss it out this morning, and I thought, shall I miss it out? But no, I thought to myself, this verse does need a mention. Because it almost seems to say the opposite of judgment. It says, judge people and don't tell them about Jesus if you think they're the wrong people. It's not saying that. Not saying that at all. It's actually saying, you know, there will be times when you need to look at who you're talking to and think, no, they don't want to know. At this time, they don't want to know. And Jesus is saying, there will be times when you don't have to judge, but you'll have to evaluate the situation. So he threw that in, I feel. I looked at it and I thought, what is that in the middle of judgment? And yet it is. And I think it's important to be there, to acknowledge that there are times when we need to evaluate the situation. And so we come to this verse. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. What's that got to do with judgment? In our Lent course, we've been thinking about prayer. We've thought about spending time and just praising God. And we felt that came first and foremost. We've thought about petitioning God for the things we need. And last week, we thought about interceding. That's praying on behalf of others. Why do I share that? Because I believe that this verse has something to say about prayer, but also about judgment. This verse is about seeking God in all things, getting to know God's will, aligning our will with His, which we can only do through prayer. God wants us to tell Him our needs. He's like a good father taking an interest in each one of us. May I make the point that I'm not saying that we should ignore things that we see as wrong, but I'm saying that we will learn to see that the judgment is up to God. God wants us to see things through His eyes, which we can do by seeking Him and Him only. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you've spoken to through your word. Help us to not look at others and make judgments. Help us to know that you are there for each one of us and that you make the judgments. If we judge, you bring that judgment back upon us. Father, help us to follow you, to get closer and closer to you, to know your will in others as well as our own lives, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.